Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Oh, happy Regular Guy Friday, everyone. This last Regular Guy Friday of the new year, and yeah, we pulled him again.
Yeah, we did.
Made it through another year. No, it's true. It's true. Oh my God, did we scare our way through this year or what?
We really did, Kev. We really
oh
did.
Oh my God. By the way, shout out to our Queen of Queens, Ava Max. The live version.
The live version is interesting. Yeah, I can't decide if I love it or hate it.
No, I'll tell you why I like it the most.
Tell me.
This is why this anthem, it should just never leave us. I don't see us ever coming up with anything new. Literally 50 years from now, I'm going to be playing this as they take me to receive last rites. That's what the Catholics do. We get last rites at the end of
it. Oh my God. It's a good song. I mean, it can never die.
I just heard like the key line.
The key line.
I always thought it was pop champagne and raise the toast. No, there she says it again, but see, I can hear it now when it's live. To all the queens who are fighting alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You get both. You get pop champagne and to all the queens who are fighting alone.
Like, seriously, I know everyone says 21 wasn't a good year. Sure, hundreds of thousands of people died, lost their livelihoods. Okay, whatever. We met Ava Max.
You met Ava Max. I'm waiting for my big break in 2022.
You know when it's we.
You're right.
And that's the royal we to the queen.
The royal we. We met Ava Max.
I have a feeling, you guys, that that if I said come meet the Hill Squad, she would. Because she's I wanted to do a show. She told me. She's like, I wanted. She was so excited. Yeah.
So wild. And,
anyway, there we are.
Yeah. Here we are, everyone. Happy New Year's Eve.
Yes. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's Eve. Wow. You know. We don't have Jeff to ask him if there's a New Year's Eve.
There probably is.
Well, here's what I was encouraged by today. Today's my first day. I had to sneak out. Didn't see any humans, people. But I had to sneak out to go to AfterBuzz because we've been terrible rains here.
Yeah.
And anyway, we have some leaks over there. So I had to go over and deal with that. But I was going to say, very encouraged to hear that our local station out there still playing the Christmas music. And I like that. They honor it. I think they honor it until after the new year. I think it ends probably the day after New Year's Day, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I'm fine with. So it was very nice to hear some Christmas music and they were honoring the code.
Wow.
So to speak.
Well, you know, Kev, there's always that week. It's the week between Christmas and New Year's that is really everyone's just in a fog. It's like, what's going on? What am I doing?
Okay, it should not be a fog. That's the problem.
Okay, tell us.
Well, because the fog is like the, oh, should I, shouldn't I, 1 foot in the water. No, it's done. That's it. We said
every day's Friday.
It's Friday until January 3rd. Stop this.
You're right.
Okay. Like, you just, this is where bosses need to be just laughed at. Like, really? Like, yeah, okay. It's fine. You do your work, but you do it like we're working, but we're, it's a lot lighter, Kelsey, is it not?
Much, much.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, fine. But we, because we fully understand that this is a great scam. The only thing with the holiday scam is tragically has to land on a Saturday. There's only one thing worse is when it lands on a Sunday, which I think is next year. We'll have to check the Roman calendar to see.
I think it is.
The story is with that.
Like, what do we do?
Then, yeah.
Woof.
No, it's not great. By the way, it's kind of okay because I think you're somewhat forgiven on that Monday, but I don't know in today's world. I don't know. So yeah, you're Christmas on a Wednesday again. Sorry, we're repeating ourselves with these important and valuable lessons. Your Christmas on a Wednesday. That is like, they should have a name for that. That should be called a Jubilee Christmas.
I like
it's
that.
It's like you have a leap year. Let's say that. That's a Jubilee Christmas.
Jubilee Christmas.
So when you have the Wednesday Christmas, that's a Jubilee Christmas. That means you're getting 2 weeks of scam. 2 weeks of like, no, there's no fog. It's what? Stop it.
It's full scam. You're right.
We're all on the scam. Stop it. The madness will come back the week of January. Everyone's going to be fine, but stop it. Really?
Stop it.
You're expecting me to go full tilt now? No.
No. Get out of town. We're just over here making our 2021 recap videos.
Yeah.
That's what's happening this week in all the millennial and Gen Z world. I did just make mine, which was actually, I have to tell you, Kev, I think you'll appreciate this. I was very reluctant to at first because I was like, oh, just big eye roll. But actually, it made me extremely grateful. And it was like very reflective and like therapeutic because I was able, the bad always outweighs the good in our mind. So it's like, oh, it was a hard year, blah, blah, blah. And then you look back at all you did and you're like, whether it was a lesson or a new friend or whatever, you're like, damn, this year was not bad.
What do I say? We what?
Be grateful.
We, it doesn't matter how bad it was. We started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
We here. Yeah, but no, but I mean that, like, it's no matter how bad it was, still standing.
Yeah.
So why are we celebrating that? Like, yeah, mother, like life. Yeah, I took your best shot. I'm still standing. How about that, Dr. Phil?
How about
catch
that,
me outside? I made like Oprah did, just like Bad Baby told Dr. Phil.
That's
and
right.
She was right. She was not wrong. She was not wrong. I don't know if she was right. She was not wrong.
She was not wrong.
Just like awesome. Oprah did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the digital sphere, maybe she did.
You're right.
But
no, you're right.
But you're still standing. No, listen, I think you're right. When I hear of the throwback video, not throwbacks, but I hear about the gratitude videos or like my year in review videos, I do cringe because I say to myself, like, God, get over yourself. Like, do we really need a best of, Kev?
Literally.
You know what I mean? Everyone needs a best of because everyone's a star and everyone is a
popular star and a queen.
Everyone's a queen.
Yep.
So because everyone's a queen, everyone needs a best of video to end the year.
Yep.
So on the one hand, I want to vomit in my mouth.
Me too.
Okay. But let me then say to the counter, I'm glad you said what you said, because if it does help remind people of the things they should be grateful for, then do it.
Yeah.
And then I also think that, you know, I'm very pragmatic about life and business and, you know, for you, Kelsey, you need to for your business. You know,
you're gonna love mine, by the way.
Okay. Can we just get into a little regular guy Friday lesson here?
Definitely. Yes, I want to hear.
No, and I've said it to you a lot, but I'm glad you brought it up because I want to tell other people.
Mm.
You know, often when we put out our social media guys, we are marketing ourselves to the 99%. Now we don't even think we're marketing ourselves, but we are.
Mm.
We're putting ourselves to the 99%. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean like our friends and our family. And those, you know, people, regular guys and girls that we know in our lives. Okay, here's my pet hamster and here's my this or whatever's going on. And I will often say to Maria, and again, if I always say if it's good for Maria, who is queenie of the queens, then I think it's good for the queens. But I always will say to Maria, you need to be mindful of your 1% marketing when it comes to social media. And what do I mean by that? Am I mean by like the wealthy 1% and the elitist? No. It's not what I mean. What I mean is, it's like, Maria, the people in your life, the executives, the people who hire you, people that work for advertisers, the producers maybe who may want to put you on a show, whatever. Sure, puppies and milkshakes and everything else, and you know, to the 99%. But what do you want to show that 1%? Mm-hmm. You want to show them
that you're a bad bee.
That you're a bad bee. Well, that you are in this new movie, or you just did this big deal with the gas pumps, or that you go out to 125 million people a week in ways people don't realize, or that your network is doing this, or your show is doing this. So these are some of the, you know, and yes, it does appear braggadocious. I get it. And that's something Maria doesn't like to do. And it's always been tough for us because she's not about that. Kelsey, you're the same way. But I've told you this in the past, is being mindful of that 1%.
Yep.
So for you to put out, like, and by the way, I wish you brought me in on this, because I bet you there's a lot of things you're leaving out.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
You can watch it before I posted it on TikTok, but you can watch it.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it anyway. But I will offer my help if you want.
I would love your help.
Because I bet you there's so many accomplishments in there you don't see that you did.
Probably.
I think there's accomplishments in there that are in the 99% vein. Mm-hmm. I feel better about myself or whatever. But I mean, mm-hmm. you did like really kick ass accomplishments that very few people that we know have achieved. And the 1% that follows you needs to see that.
Yeah.
Because they go, hey, I want to hire her. I want to do business with her. I want to be connected with her. Even if it's, by the way, and even if it's just to be connected, you never know. And at the end of the day, listen, there's a reason why that I always am going to be the mother hen to push all of this stuff on you guys. Because I kind of still see, remind me why later to say, it's like I had to remind two people today of, with regards to the state of the world, where the world's going, and why the things like this I'm sharing are so important. But I'll get to that later. But I think, I was not thinking about if you put out the best of compilations for yourself, if it's going to empower you, I think fantastic. But I also think that if it's good for business, then I think it's smart. I think you should do it. I think if it's not necessarily good for business, if there's any kind of intention behind it, and again, I say this because I'm guilty of it, okay? When I vibrate low, and you guys know I vibrate low 99% of the time. Anyway, but—
Not true.
But when I vibrate at my lowest, I would put out, say, social media things that are like, yeah, I want you all to see how awesome my life is, how great I'm doing, and F you. And you know what? It's not good. And it never comes back to you in a good way. So if that's your intention, I say, don't do it. But other than that, I think that if it's going to empower you, great. But if it's going to be good for your business, which I think for most people, it would be any kind of business, by the way, I think everything is business. My God, how you raise your kids and who you want your kids to be around, or what, you know, and people to see you the way you need to be seen. So those people will either give you the respect you need, right? Even if it's the bad people, they give you the respect you need. Or they're jealous and jerky to you. But then, by the way, thank you. You've shown me who you are.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye, B.
Bye,
thank
B.
You. Bye, B. And then, or it's people that are vibrating high. They go, oh, my goodness. Wow. She's making stuff happen. She's doing really cool. Someone I want to be in proximity to. Not a bad thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So I really, Kels, want to look at yours because I have a strange feeling that you are not owning the things you've done that no one else has done.
Yeah. I'll show you.
So while everyone should be proud of all their accomplishments, I just think that, you know, you just be mindful of the ones that market to that 1%. Mm-hmm. That's another class of people that, yeah, okay, the 99% maybe like, huh, I don't care that you, I don't know, got increased Maria's YouTube page from this number to that number, or you were part of that increase. I don't care. But guess what? The 1%
does
look at that and go, oh, well, geez, wouldn't I love to have Kelsey Alexandra Meyer work for me? Or wouldn't I love to do some kind of business with her? Or, you know what? Like, we just need to go get drinks and talk, or we need to, you'll see. And I bet you that's not in there, Kelsey. And let's put that in there.
Yeah.
But I say that to everyone else. If you're going to do these videos, be mindful of, and in the future with your posts, which I always say to Kelsey, like, be mindful, and Ashley and Roxy. I try. And I tell you, my new year, I think I'm going to be giving less advice. And it's only because I'm just so tired, you know, and it's no one listens anyway. So why, it's my mother would say, you see, why bother?
Why bother?
Why bother? I've tried to help everyone my whole life. It's not worth it.
Oh my God. I love her so much.
What's on Netflix?
What's on Netflix? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? As my mother would always ask. Anyway, so I think that, yeah, I like that idea that you're doing it, but let's be mindful to the 1%, Kelsey. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
I agree. Yeah, it absolutely does. It absolutely does.
Because a lot of, you already have important people following you. And now with the show, you have the same, only every day, more and more important people.
Yeah. It was like
I said, even for the people who aren't, it's kind of let them know, hey, this is how I'm vibrating. And if you want to vibrate on my level, great. Mm-hmm. If not,
Bye, B. That's my number one lesson of 2021. Bye, B. Here, it's a rhyme, actually, that I wrote down. Bye, B. I'm going to rely on me.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you something?
What?
I just got through saying this to Maria. It's funny, guys. Today, nothing, zero prepared for the show. Zero. And I was like, right. I think I'm entitled to this. But here's the thing. The universe is like, nah, screw you. You got a lot to say. So it's interesting. No, because I told Maria, there's one lesson I want Maria to know if something happens to me in regards to this world and where the future is going. And I'll talk about that later on the show. And it's really going to come off in the wrong way. I can already tell. But Kelsey, please help me through it, because I don't mean it in a low vibrational way. I mean the highest vibration way. And I tell you guys, with a lot of the stuff that I say, and even the people that I privately coach for my 10% good karma, it comes down to one thing for me. I want to see the person and the people I talk to or advise win, you know, and win without hurting other people, and win. And it's a big bonus if they can win and help others while they're doing it. What I'm hoping is they win and then pass it on. But everything I say, it's just because I just want you to win.
Yeah.
You know, it's just because I want you to win. So I'll preface that later. But the one thing I've said to me about our children, because we go back and forth with this a lot, Maria and I, is I said, I want them to be self-reliant. And that's the one thing, it's the most important thing my dad, I think, really instilled in me. He just always said, son, you don't need anyone. He's like, I gave you all the tools, your mother and I. He's like, she was white collar, I was blue collar. Like, you know how to handle yourself in the street, but you also know how to sit at a desk. You know how to clean a house and cook, but you also know how to mow the lawn. He's like, you don't need anyone. Just please, you know, go help people with your gifts, but you don't need anyone. And that was always drilled into me. And I will say, with Maria, I've seen more of a, she'll expect a boss to do this or someone to do that. Or how come they, and I'm always like, Maria, you don't need anyone. You don't need ET or extra. You don't. And now she's seeing it. I'm like, you don't need people like you think you need them. And I've said forever, I'm like, hey, it's wonderful. We have we're so blessed to have a team of people that support us. But Kelsey, you rolled with me for almost a year.
Yep.
Right? We woke up every morning together. Like, yep. Do you think I need anyone?
Nope.
Right? Do you think that if I just had to say, put up this podcast on my own every single day, you don't think I could do it?
You could do it.
Oh. I'll keep that house yep. clean and in order.
Yep.
All the dogs would be fed.
Yep.
All the bills would be paid. For, mm-hmm. you know? So, and again, I don't want to see anyone do that to a point of dysfunction, which I've done. And I don't yeah. want to see that either. I'm just saying self-reliance is so key.
Yep.
And the one gift I do want to give our children, if we're blessed to have them, is I want, especially when I'm going to be an older father, and you know what I mean, God forbid, they need to be self-reliant. They've got to be able to, you know, and I think that we have robbed the generations of this. Shame on us. Shame on the boomers. Shame on Gen X. We've done this. We mm-hmm. took away all the pain and did everything to provide the pleasure because of our own egos. And then we've done it in our own lives. And we have robbed these kids. And so these poor kids don't have the resilience and they don't have, you know, they don't have the ability yeah. to get up. So I think it, with Kelsey, like, I love that, but I want to just do an asterisk. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to say it with any, if you can, I don't want you to say it with any bitter intention because there could be a like, no one's helping me. So F everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a, mm-hmm. there's an anti regular guy Friday podcast out there that I won't, whose name I won't mention.
Uh-oh.
No. They're not like their enemies. I'm just saying they're anti in the respect. It's like they're the end of the year to them came out to be like, okay, now no more Mr. Nice Guys. We're just going to just anyone who gets in our way, we're going to just their throats are getting cut. We're taking no prisoners. Yeah, I know. But so it's just when I hear that sound, I'm like, no, that's I get like some bad things happen to you, but that's not the reaction. So for you, I love this this response, not a reaction. I love this response, but it should be like no, this is what I need to be like. It's not that because I'm yes. cursing my friends or my cousins or whoever's not helping me. No. I need to be.
I agree.
And after the break, you know, where this world is getting so cuckoo, you guys.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
You know, self-reliance is going to be the key, you know? Yep. So I love that. But Kelsey, now let's take a break. And then Kelsey, I want you to tell me why, you know, we had this one lesson that was given to me by someone who actually gave me no lessons, but just much, much grief and anxiety and stress and tragedy in my life. But one thing that this person said was every time you go on a trip, you come back a different person. So Kelsey's been away. She's coming back and I want to explore that. It's already, I can already hear that. Maybe that's true because I hear you come back and say, you know, what is it? It's all about, what'd you say?
I said, bye B, I'm relying on me.
Bye B, relying on me. Okay, you guys, we'll be right back.
How is it already the holidays? For many of us, that means travel and family, and unfortunately, it can mean stress and pressures too. Tis the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way, and that's okay. Ease some of the burdens the holidays can bring with Talkspace Online Therapy. I know this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom, and you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com. I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
Hey, everyone. We are back on this final Regular Guy Friday of 21.
And nuts.
And you know what? I think on our third break, we're going to have to list the all-star roster, because there were so many of you that really saved this show. And I don't know. I didn't expect to say this right now, but you know, I know for me and for Kelsey, I shouldn't speak for Kelsey.
You can speak for me. I'm sure.
Well, I think because I know you. I mean, I'm older, so my job is to know. You know, my thing is to know what's going on inside of people and what makes them tick. And I know Kelsey loves hosting. It's like she's built to host, whether it's a party, a coffee shop, whatever. Drop an egg on it, restaurant.
Thank you for the honorable mention. Drop an egg on it.
Drop an egg on it. It's from Kelsey's restaurant she invented. But you know, and there's definitely a difference between hosting and co-hosting. And I used to teach that at AfterBuzz. And again, no film school teaches that. I'm really proud that we taught that for free at AfterBuzz. But when you're a co-host, it's like if you've played sports and you're playing with a star athlete, like LeBron James, the game goes around LeBron. So you've got to be watching LeBron the whole game. So it's a different skill set. You're not watching the basket, you're watching LeBron. And when you're a co-host, you're watching that host. And you're like, okay, where are they going? You go on Howard Stern, you got to be on the balls of your feet. Where's Howard going? Where's he going with the subject? Okay, I don't want to interrupt him. It's a whole different skill set. And that's why there's people who are amazing at it. And then there's people who like are great hosts, but you put them in a co-host role and they make a mess of a show. You know, and Kelsey is an amazing co-host as well as a host. But hosting is different. And you know, Better Together, it's co-hosting, you know, but on this show, it's hosting, you know, and so I know you get to exercise that, Kelsey, more and more. And I know that for me anyway, it was nice to be able to share like all these years of colossal failures with everybody and see that people are, it seems like it's reaching people, because a lot of it, guys, is not reaching people. I can't tell you how many times that, like, you know, I'll get cornered and say, help me. And I give them all this. And it's like, okay, now can you call the president of E? you know, and they don't hear one word I said. And it's like, well, even if I called the president of E, you'd get a meeting and that would be it. Or you might get a job and then you're going to get fired because you don't really have all of what it takes yet.
Right.
But it's been wonderful. And you guys, the Heal Squad has really, really propped us up and really saved this. Because listen, she's fear-based, like as we've said, a lot of females tend to be, and I get why. But she's like, you know, like very protective of the show and just, you know, but it's made it so we can keep doing this. And it's been fun for us. There's times we're definitely too tired to do it. But other than that, but also it's been fun to kind of discover a new kind of thing in life to do. And I think it's also helped Maria because it's taken the pressure off her. And I think she's like, wait, you guys have so much fun over there. Why am I not having fun? And I hope you guys have noticed in our holiday shows this week, this is just a tease of what I think should come. I think it should be much more of Maria, Kelsey, Pooja, and just conversations. And Maria, like, just, I will just shout out to the, you know, yesterday's show. I mean, there was just so much in there that Maria dropped.
Chock full.
You know, I agree. It's, you know, even like making a list of all the things that annoy you, that life annoyance list, and then removing those things. And then I never thought of that.
I mean, go ahead, Gav. Go ahead.
No. So I was just going to say, like, I want to say thank you. It's you guys that have manifested that, because we did this as a joke. And then I was like, wait a second, huh? And you guys are like, no, we actually like this. And you know, Maria was like, okay, Kev, it's funny, it's a joke, but you can't keep doing this. And then, because you guys did save RGF, save RGF, save RGF, save RGF. And even with the 5-star reviews, like love the, like one out of every three of them says, and we love RGF. And it's like, Maria reads that. And so it's just had such a profound effect on myself, Kelsey, and even Maria. Not only gave her a break, but it got her to see, you know, a fun, light way to do the show that's far less pressure on her. And by the way, the more fun this is for Maria, guys, the more she's going to want to do it like anybody. Yep. The more it feels like work, the less she's going to do it. So my goal is like, hey, why does it always have to be school every day? It doesn't have to be every single day. Like, let's once, twice a week, let's get these great guests on that give us all this amazing takeaway where we go to school. But let's have other guests where we just have conversations, and then let's just have conversations with ourselves. And like, Maria, you have so much to offer the world. You know what I mean? Like you could just do this every day without anybody. And so I think this all helped her get there.
Yeah.
And thank you to you guys. And like I said, we should end the show. I would love, and if we leave out your name, it's only because, it's just, we're doing this. I'm just doing this on a whim. I apologize.
On the fly.
Should have been more prepared. What were we going to say, Kelsey? I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just, no. It's okay. I was going to say, I'm really grateful that it's where that you get a place and like a community where it's like you can grow. I mean, from like, I've always wanted to host. I've always performed. I love it. I love it so much. But it's like Kev's saying, it's like, there's an art and there's a skill and there's a learning curve. And like, I'm really grateful that Kev, you and Maria gave me like the opportunity, period. But then also like you guys as a community were like super supportive of me. I'm like, I go back and listen to like some of my first shows and I'm like, oh my God. Like I've grown so much, but never was there ever like a bad anything. Like it was always supportive. And I'm just like, no one, it's rare that you get that, like rare. So I just think that like, that's so cool and so special. And I'm just like, so incredibly grateful for that. And I think it's just so funny that we started this as a joke and now we're almost at 50 episodes. Thank you.
Holla.
So yeah, grateful for that.
No, Maria, like seriously, yesterday we were on the recliners for the Thursday show and she goes, I don't know. For next year, we'll see.
Ridiculous.
But you know, I have to say, I will say this. I don't want to stress anyone. I will say this. It is really hard to do. And I do feel like I have a finite amount of knowledge. And maybe I have to go back out into the world and fail a lot more so I can bring you back some more breakthroughs.
No, but see, that's not true. Every time, because that was the other thing I was going to say, every time I talk to either you or her, it's like, whether, I mean, Maria and I FaceTimed this morning and we were just editing something, but she said something to me that I was like, bless you. I was like, dang, like, you're so right. And that was a huge lesson for me. And you're the same, Kev. I mean, You ran outside last night as I was pulling away my car, and I'm like, boom, 2 seconds talking to Kev, I get a lesson. So you will never run out of lessons. She will never run out of lessons.
I'm like waving her down.
Yeah. I'm
stop, Kelsey, stop. Well, I just wanted you to be careful because it was pouring so hard.
Was crazy. No, but my, you know, point is you will never run out of lessons. And like you and Maria both have so much, so much to offer.
Well, I was told on construction, I was told in the carny business that it's an infinite amount of scams.
It is.
It's an infinite amount of scams. So Kelsey, I'm going to tease this one more time because I want to go to a break.
Okay.
We come back. I want the revelations.
Deal.
And then maybe I'll tell you guys where I think the world's going and how we fit into it. And then we should gather some thank yous. Yes?
Love it.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back, bees.
Hey, Heal Squad. The holiday season is festive and fun, but it can also be stressful. Gift shopping, hosting, and traveling all take a toll. Quality sleep is essential to help boost energy, recovery, and well-being. That's why I'm here to talk to you about Sleep Number. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. You go online and take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually an amazing process. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25, you lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. My bed is also temperature balancing and has a foot heater, perfect for the cooler months. Trust me, don't go anywhere else for a mattress. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
And we're back. Kelsey, every time you go on a trip,
yes,
allegedly, you come back a different person. So tell me, I want to know, you went away, you went to a lot of different states. I know just from last night, you were like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. Because yeah. I know you did planes, trains, and automobiles. I was like, Kelsey, you just need to get home and get to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, so I want to know why now I'm going to do me versus I'm going to do everyone else years ago. Why in 22?
I think that it's been like over the, you know, the process of this whole year. And I think it's all kind of like coming to a head with the health stuff, with this, with that. And I'm like, I was always such a, yeah, okay. I felt bad. I felt guilty. I was a people pleaser. I'm like, ma. And with you and Maria helping guide me, as well as like literally my body screaming at me, yeah. I'm like, I am so done. So I'm very grateful that you helped me with the, no, we're not going to, you know, some place in wherever, Arizona, and then going to Utah and then going to Seattle. Like, I just went home for the week. And then I went to New Mexico to see my uncle. But even like that, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted because it's like I know.
And listen, we all wish, going back to Sonia Deville, Daria Baronato, we all wish we had Daria's sister who goes...
Exactly.
You are killing yourself going for a goal that is beyond all of us. And you know what? Sit on the couch. I'm making dinner. I'm making the best Thanksgiving for you, and you're not moving. And, but most of us don't have that.
No.
Most of us. And again, as our country just gets more narcissistic. We just get like, yeah, but what about me? Mm-hmm. Me. Mm-hmm. You? Question mark.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, and so I can't tell you how many times for years I was listen in my own household, you guys. Kelsey knows this. I still have to be like, do you understand? Like I know my body. Like I just give me like 2 days just to sleep. Like, but you gotta fight and make that for yourself, because most people just are like, what? You just do a podcast. Like
right.
Or whatever.
Why is it, why is it hard? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, you have to really, along with being self-reliant, you have to preserve yourself. And you're right, your body's screaming at you. But what's interesting is you're listening to your body. Most of our bodies scream at us, Kels, but we just medicate them.
Yep.
Like right now, I can't stop yawning. Mm-hmm. And then I'm having a harder and harder time getting the breath to yawn. Mm. I was looking it up. It's probably tied to my thyroid and my Hashimoto's, because, you know, I've cooked my body this year and I have an appointment in a couple of weeks. So we'll get, but again, I can vibrate low most often and I'm really not listening to my body. Cause I'll just like, oh, I'll have a coffee, a drink, a Diet Coke, keep going. But you're listening to your body, or your body screaming at you. But a lot of people would say, okay, well, I'll just not, this is going to oversimplify things in your case, but it's like, I'll just drink a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. Fuck it.
Right.
And listen, guys, I still will tell you, there's times in the world that you have to do that.
Yep.
Right. You have children that you have to feed. For me, I had a whole family I had to take care of. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
I knew where this was all going, and I knew I had one shot to get my house in order, symbolically, figuratively. And I just had to suck it up. Mm-hmm. And now I can easy now, hard later, hard now, easy later. Now I'll breathe a little bit. I'll fix whatever's going on in my body. But what I love, Kelsey, is that you're listening to your body, and yeah, you're listening to your heart now that says like, just no more.
And I think, you know, it all kind of ties in together too, Kev, because God, I mean, I've had these stomach issues since I was 16. It's been over 10 years. And I would used to, you know, take an ibuprofen, do this, do that, but I also think it was because no one else really believed me. But it's like, now I've learned it doesn't matter if anyone else freaking believes you.
I know.
Like, the one feeling
Amen.
It.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, but that's the hardest thing to learn. And I still, oh my God, I had a moment, like, I still feel so much shame around. Oh my God. Massive around the stomach stuff.
Grabbing your chest.
Oh my God. Like massively. I think it's because, you know, there's a lot, like a lot of layers with it, but yeah. there was a moment that we were out to breakfast or something like that, with my dad's whole family when we were in New Mexico, and it's already really hard for me to eat out because I have to be super specific. But yeah. Of course I'm going to do it, you know, and I'll just be careful. But the waiter had brought me just completely wrecked my, truly nothing I could eat. And I felt so bad sending it back, because then everyone, his whole family was like, well, why? And I literally wanted to curl. And my mom, thank God.
Now, everyone, just so you know, when we talk about samurai and civilians, they sounded like a bunch of civilians. Am
correct.
I right?
Correct. Correct. And my sweet angel mother was like, hey, she's a freaking, and but she shouldn't have to do that. I should be able to do that, you know? But oh my God. So that I literally wrote that down for on my list of mm-hmm. Kelsey, we need to discover why we have a lot of shame around this. But it goes back to I had shame around it, so I wouldn't trust myself, you know, when I was hurting or when I was this or I was that.
Can I give you a... Okay, so obviously the long-term thing is, how do we fix the shame and how do we make it so you can sit there and order what you want, not give a shit?
Yeah.
I don't really have the answer to that just yet. Give that to me another 25 years. No, we're all working on every day. Yeah. That. It's funny. I'll take you to one time we were playing basketball. And yeah, I played forward and a small forward, but I still be a forward. So when it was time to rebound, you go inside and you rebound. And so
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
This point guard, who's an amazing point guard, but he was only like 5'10". Mm-hmm. And he ended up in the middle fighting for a rebound and he ended up taking an elbow to his eye. And actually he's probably like 5'8". He's about 5'8", but he's a fantastic basketball player. But he said afterwards, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't even know if that was me. Like, he's like, it was, you know, it was like myself, another guy like 6'3", another guy like 6'6". We were the front line. And he said, no. He goes, no. It's my fault. I shouldn't have been in there. Like, I'm not equipped to, I'm 5'8". Like, you know what I mean? Like, I, that was my fault. I decided to go into the jungle and that's what I got. Mm. No, it's not the strongest analogy, but my point is, Kels, until you can find that way to just sit there and order what you want and tell them to F off, until you can find that, and you may never in your lifetime, I don't know. But by going there and even having to put up the fight, it's more, you're exerting more energy with civilians to have to like explain yourself, right? Then you're ashamed. If you're like me, you'll like the crazy Italian, you'll go too far and tell them to fuck themselves. And then you feel guilty and ashamed. Yeah. You've made an idiot out of yourself. I mean, whatever, or you hurt someone's feelings and you don't want to do that. No, you just don't go anymore. You know what? You don't get me anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I will say, with my mom, we've had this conversation several times, and I think I've talked about it on the show. I'm just like, no, mom, no. They always have something to say, always make me feel bad. Oh my God. They're disrespectful. And no. And by the way, I've learned enough to know, like, I'm not negotiating. So I'm only explaining because you're my mom and I love you. So I'm going to give you that. I'm not going to give that explanation anymore to anyone else. I'm just not going to be there. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have, just like my friend said in the middle of the,
don't put yourself been in there.
Yeah. I should not have been there.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a dinner for the pandemic and I've said this before too. A lot of people, guys, like a lot of times when you have to do these things, there's alcohol involved, 2 drink minimum for civilians, because that third drink, if you're, that's where they come at you. And again, I knew better and it got to drink 3 or 4. And then the shots start coming out about Hollywood and this and that, and just like
gross,
just petty, jealous, insecure, whatever. And I'm like, wait, why am I here?
Why am I doing this?
Like, my fault. I know better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget. So another like carny story, but this mobster I knew, he took me to he scalped tons of tickets. So he always had extra tickets. So he took me to where we went. He's like, let's just go one night. Let's go on a Wednesday night. And like I said, the mobsters like being around college kids with dreams, because I think they just wanted their kids that way. You know what I mean? They always had this like, and they were around such meatheads and degenerates all the time that they liked being around people that weren't thinking that way. So it started to rain. And now this guy had been selling tickets outside Fenway Park for literally 25 years.
Wow.
Knew the streets like the back of his hand. And he's like, oh, it's 7 days. He's like, it's raining. They're going to call it. And he's like, and we ended up staying a little later than we should have. And then we went down to some other exit and ended up with this giant crowd of people. And he shook his head. And he goes, I'm really mad right now, Kevin. And I said, why? You know? And he's like, because I know better than this. In basically 25 years, I know every exit. I know when they're going to call the game. I know the shortcuts. I know the places all the civilians go to take the train. I know the ones that they don't take. And I don't know why that always moved me. Like, I know better than this.
Yeah.
But now you know better, Kelsey.
I do.
You know you're going to get that the next time you sit with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's just, there's just certain things. Like I've had you say again to my mom, like, Mom, this is one thing I can't do for you. Yeah. Anything else, Mom, I love you. You know, you're freaking awesome. I'm so grateful to you. Anything.
But
can't do that. And then I would, the one, when really push came to shove, one time I said to my mom, and you may not have to pull this out, but I'm like, it really upsets me. It really hurts me to be around that. And if you loved me, you really wouldn't, want me to be feeling like that.
Oof.
You know, because I wouldn't want that for you. I wouldn't want you feeling that way.
Yeah.
By the way, if someone made my mother feel that way, believe me, they wouldn't feel, they would feel 10 times worse when I was done with them. If I could. And if not, I'd be like, no, then bye, B.
Bye, B.
Yeah. So I think that for you,
right.
I think until you can work on the element of explaining yourself, like maybe you just ask yourself, like, well, what kind of people are making me explain myself?
Right.
Because you know the difference of someone who's actually interested,
like, and cares.
Before, because I have a study, like, really?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
And yes.
You know the difference, or the ignorant civilian, and just so two things. I shouldn't be there. And remember, I know better than this. Because now you know better than this.
I do. I do.
You look for the people who love you and see you, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Those people don't deserve you.
No. You're right. And it's funny that you said that last bit too, stuck out to me, because I had dinner with a friend when I was coming home from San Diego after my doctor's appointment. And he was so curious what was going on and inquisitive and like wanted to learn. And he's had some stomach issues and like,
there you go.
And you're right. And like, that is the prime difference.
The universe saying to you,
yeah,
it's not about not being around people. It's about being around those people,
the right people. Yeah.
And the other ones.
Bye, B.
Yeah, sorry.
You're right. No, you're right.
And by the way, I wish all of you well, but I don't feel like going. I remember saying to my mother, like, I wake up every day feeling bad about myself. Why do I need to go and sit with people who want to make me feel worse?
Well, exactly. Right.
You know,
we should not.
I'm JFF.
JFF. JFF. Effing fine.
Just effing fine.
Yeah.
I got my laptop. I got my YouTube. I got Winnie and Max.
Yep.
I'm good.
JFF.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Yeah.
You're just going to be amazing without me.
Yeah.
But you're amazing. Everyone at this table, I just want you guys all to know. First of all, let me just say this very clear. Not only are you amazing, you're
amazing. Amazing.
You're amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Here's the only issue. You're so
amazing
that maybe you're just a little too amazing for us to be together. You understand how this works. I think you're better being with other people who are even more
amazing. You're right.
But I want it to be clear that you guys are, as I leave, I want it to be clear, and as you'll never see me again, you're all
amazing.
No.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I do it all. Amazing. All the, Kelsey, first of all, I want everyone here to know that you're amazing.
Amazing.
The only problem is, and this is the only problem, the only problem with that dinner, the only problem, Kelsey, the only problem was with the whole thing, was that they were just too
amazing.
They were just too amazing.
Exactly.
Because they can eat how they want, and they can. You guys are clearly amazing. Right? And again, you would never think in a million years that being amazing is a problem, except when you're too
amazing.
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 So I'm going to leave all of you. Never see me again. Because you guys clearly are just too
amazing. Beautiful.
Please, and let's not leave it on a sour note, because How could it be a sourdough when you're clearly
amazing?
So amazing.
Oh, you're right.
Bye, B.
Yeah. But I mean,
good.
Oh, I was going to say the other thing it goes back to too. And it's funny that you brought it up at the beginning because it all becomes, it's like all one, right? The mm-hmm. self-reliance thing also. I think that I've become, I'm a very self-reliant person, but I'm also not very self-reliant. And I think I had a couple of, you know, reminders of, whoa, Kelsey, we can do this ourselves and we should do this ourselves and we shouldn't have to have, you know, rely on someone. So Kelsey, there's a lot of inner.
No, Kelsey, actually, you're very self-reliant. Mm. Here's the thing. You don't realize you are.
Mm.
So you'll think like, well, I'll just have this person do this or that. But at the end of the day, like if I think of all of your stories, like you're the one that walked, I don't know, 3 miles. Remember this tour? Was it 5 miles you walked? Like
tour.
Something about, I forget, it was one of the first RGFs where I was like, you're a Viking. But like you had to walk 5 miles to get somewhere. I don't know if it was a job or a health issue. But then like you, other times you've Probably. Been waiting yeah. rooms for 24 straight hours alone. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
The only problem is, which by the way, is always, you've always been great about how you've been resilient and relied on yourself. The only problem is that continually you will take for granted that no one is coming around to help you.
Mm.
And you're being okay with that, which you should be okay with it, but those people are not equal to you and you've seen them as equals and they're not.
Mm.
You've put them on the same ground as you and they're not. That's my only thing. I'm like, fine. Like, I love the fact that you could take yourself to hospital. I just want you to know that you deserve friends like me and other friends yeah. who go, or Priscilla and the other yep. good people in your life who go, no, I'm coming yep. to get you.
Yep.
Or Pari, or like, you know, the people that like, you deserve that. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to have that, no one at all. Sorry.
Yep.
Acquaintances, yeah. that's great. People to, you know, go be bad bees with, but not, you know. Yeah. So you've been self-reliant. But I think the problem is you don't realize, you've just taken for granted how great, how present you are and how strong you are. And you've kind of given everyone else a pass around you.
Oof.
And they've all like expected you to be the one. Like, yeah, but but you're always happy.
Yeah, you're fine with it. Oh, you're so right.
You've always been that one. and then you need the people who go, you know, I see that you're all those things, but that's such a great gift and such a great plus to our lives.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like I see, you know, I go to our house mother, Violetta, and you've heard me say this, like, is there really any mortal money that I could give to Violetta that would repay her for how amazing and dedicated she is? No. So I'd like to think that I see her and people like that. I'd like to think, you know, and I think that's why I deserve a role in her life as, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
I see that with you too.
Yeah,
and I see that with Pooja, and I see that with, you know, other people you guys don't know that are in my life. But I think you need people, and I do see people who see that in you.
Yeah.
I think, as I said, as we mentioned a couple, mm-hmm. but I think even the people you've met doing this show, because
yep.
again, they're people who are vibrating higher.
Mm-hmm.
They see your light and they will come pick you up and they will say to you, oh my God, don't. Let me just boil turnips for you if that's what you want. Or, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, and yeah.
So I think you are self-reliant. I want you to be more self-perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
You're already self-reliant. Self-perseverance, Kels. And
writing that down.
Yeah. And I think like last night, you were... And by the way, like, I, you know, again, I was, I, Kelsey got stuck last night at train station.
Because
so bad. I didn't know. So tell me the story. Like, and I feel bad, Kelsey, because I don't.
Well, I would have called you
with COVID. I know, but I guess I could have come with a mask or something.
You could have. And honestly, you were going to be my next call. But I also.
I would have come in 2 seconds.
Less, oh, I know you would have. It was less about you a lot, and I'll tell you guys the whole story, but it was actually less about you getting me sick, Kev. I felt, but I was like, I know you weren't feeling well, but this is, so what happened? I mean, talk about the
dragon's
universe.
Blood.
I know.
Adrenaline. You just get angry.
I know, but talk about the universe just like freaking throwing shit in your face, you guys. I went to an appointment with a friend who we had like established everything before. We're going to carpool, whatever. Okay. And then I had had an appointment. Mine was later and they were dog sitting and they couldn't leave the dogs at home like for that long. So they're like, you know what? Are you okay taking the train back and I'll pick you up? And I was like, yeah, fine, whatever. I can do work on the train. But which, you know, and I actually like, I was
no,
like,
here's the thing. The train from San Diego, the train up is good. It probably gets a little hairy at some point, but I think from San Diego to Orange County is good. I think the only thing is like, we just, again, always trying to think ahead and control the things we can control. Is I wish that you had said like at this specific hour, I'm being dropped off and come get me. Or next time, maybe it's an actual official car service, Kelsey, which I would have paid for you because you should not say.
Well, and the thing is, and you're right, Kevin, honestly, the whole lesson in this is, again, it goes back to, you know, relying on me at the end of the day. I should have just driven my own car. And you know what? I should have, we could have met up together, gotten coffee, you know, that's what I should have done. But I was thinking that she was going to come back and pick me up at the station.
Oh yeah. I hope you could have heard me in the back of your head going, the fuck are you thinking, Kelsey?
Exactly. Cause she like, and she had said she would, but then with the roads were so bad here, you know, she was pretty scared to drive, which I understand. But then I was at Union Station downtown at 11 o'clock at night. I had four lifts.
And for LA right now,
really scary. I don't, Kevin, you know, I don't get scared. I'm not a scared person.
And by the way, today you're smart to get scared. And if you don't, you're not being smart.
Yeah. So I was scared. I had three or four lifts cancel on me. My phone was dying. Dumbass. I had a charger with me, thank God, but I was able that I could plug into my computer, but it was dying. And so I was like,
okay, so always guys. So in terms of self-reliance, you know, regular guy has battery charges all over his body. Do you know, by the way, I'm glad I have people in my life who are grateful for my gifts because my gifts are all portable batteries.
They save you.
Because I keep telling Maria, I got to keep moving forward. I got to keep going. And I have to be able to keep going. And so I can't have a battery die. I can't not have a ride to get somewhere. I can't not have a van to pick up what I need to, or an open pickup truck if I have to go grab something. I have to have these things to keep everything
the engine running.
Kelsey, but you do have a portable battery, don't you?
I do. No, and so
we're not leaving home. By the way, correct. I want to look at your bag. Do you ever, I've never looked at your backpack or whatever. Do you have?
I have my backpack.
What do we have? Let me see. Okay. That's a cute backpack, actually.
Thank you. I love her.
But let's, in the new year, let's load it up.
Yeah.
Because all my stuff is in my backpack, or which, by the way, is anyone going to work anymore? I don't know, but my backpacks have everything.
Yeah,
I'm always ready.
I would love
cables, cords. Yeah, we got to put
because I feel like I'm almost there, but I definitely
we need to look at
Kevism.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Okay, no, you're fine. So yeah, I'm freaking out, and I'm like, shit. I really didn't know what to do, and I texted a couple people, and honestly, I knew you would have come to get me in 0.2 seconds, but I was trying to.
I'm horrified. Horrified.
I was trying to use you last because I knew you would come and exhaust my other options. But then honestly, it was really such the universe being like, Kelsey, you need to freaking focus on the good people in your life and get rid of all the freaking scum. Because the amount of people that I texted that didn't even respond, I was like, I would have been there for you in 2 seconds. Two seconds. So you know who I went to? My trusty, handy dandy, Priscilla and Colton, who are my OG people, who are always there for me. And Priscilla's phone was off. So I called her boyfriend. And these are my friends, you guys who vibrate very high. I used to work at Extra with her. She's been helping us with Maria's website. She's amazing.
Let's pay her back right now for that gesture and talk about just a little. So Priscilla has a business that she's building female brands.
Yep.
Digitally.
Yep. It's called the Forward Female.
The Forward Female. And if you check out her website, all of her services, when I tell you this is Kelsey, except in that world. And a great, hardworking person. And this is someone you would think doesn't have the time.
Right.
Because she's self-employed. And so it's 7 days, seven nights a week. Cares so much. But again, these are the people who go, no, I'm coming to get you.
I'm coming. Exactly. And it was, you know, her boyfriend who was like, he was funny because he called once she came and got me, thank God. And he was like, is Kelsey okay? She sounded like actually really scared. And I was like, I was scared. Oh my gosh. So anyways, came to save me. And it was funny. I actually talked to Maria about it this morning. And she was the one who was like, you drive your own car. You rely on you. And I was like, amen.
Queenie. Maria, all the time for years. Well, I'm just like, no, Maria, you have to have the control to get out of a situation, especially her being famous. It's even worse. You know how many times like she's been roped into things where she's at like places she shouldn't be at, you know, imagine. And she's she was stuck there years ago. And that's like, no. And I'd always say to Maria, hey, you've worked hard enough. You've got the money to get out of any situation, but that's even a situation where the Ubers aren't working. Like money's not going to, there's issues where sometimes money doesn't matter.
Right.
Like that, you know,
right. Money didn't matter. And I honestly, like, Kev, I was like, well, I knew I always had you, but I was like, should I take a freaking bus? Like, what do I do?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, you've done a bus is okay, but it's the bus from that area. I don't know.
It's scary.
Always call me, but I think we all have to try to control the things in life that we can control because there's things in life we can't control.
Right.
You know, so you had control over that.
Yes.
You don't have control of the fact that it's raining right now here and like it's flooding everywhere. You don't have control of the fact that crime seems like it's on the rise here. You don't have control over the pandemic is back on the loose, right? Everyone's sick right now.
Yeah.
But what you can't control, you have to control. That's the thing. And that's where you get mad. You go, and you go back to what I said earlier, I know better than this.
I know better, truly. Right? And I do. You know and better. I do. Yep. And
now you really know better.
Now, right? In many ways. And I think, you know, it was like after talking to Maria and then I was telling my mom what she said and she was like, that's funny. That's what your dad and I were just saying. And, you know, I think so much of us right now have so much anxiety, so much stress. And I know I just did my blood work for my stomach and my cortisol is so high. And it's like, Kelsey, any situation that could end in a spiked cortisol, no, you can control that. Like,
and is that, and you got to listen, this is an old, no, this is very 20th century, guys. And I'm sorry to say it, but at the base, if it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Right.
And if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. Unless you're saving someone's life or your own, but you're in that situation. How am I profiting from this? How is this, you know, what am I getting out of this? Like, this is only making me so yes. But here's the thing that I still say, if you have those lofty goals and dreams, there's times those cortisol levels are going to have to shoot up. Listen,
1,000% if they're right adding now, to your goal.
Because I had to do a lot of stuff in the last 2 years to set us up for the next 30 or 40 years. So guess what? I was going to suck it up and give everything I had.
Yep.
Where I definitely like fried a lot of things. I'll fix them now. Also, you know, Lisa had to get to the hospital. Costa had to stay safe last night with a fever and COVID. If I had to come down and get you, I'm fucking going down there to get you. Okay.
Yep.
So there are times you have to spike the cortisol.
Yep.
But why are we spiking the cortisol over nonsense and over
silly? Exactly. And over,
right. So, or bad decisions.
Right.
Like, so that's the stuff where it's just, I think just looking at it, like, does this really make sense?
Yeah.
And by the way, let's take it away from the 20th century dollars and cents. Let's go to what we said weeks ago. What is our one overall goal for the year or for life?
Mm.
Maybe there are goals for the year and maybe there's overall goals for life. We just, when we're making these decisions, we ask ourselves like, wait, is that serving that goal or is that harming that goal?
Yep.
And so like, was being at a dinner with a bunch of civilians that are being shitty to you or, you know, like, or you're beating your body up to make it convenient for someone else. Like,
yep.
Now, if that were, say, I don't know. Let's say it was you ended up taking the train because it was something you did for Kim Kardashian. Okay, well maybe, maybe right. 250 million followers and in line with what you want to do. Like, okay, all right, I'll roll the dice on that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. But again, because it makes dollars, it makes sense. Or it's like, it might, what your overall goal is, it might support that. But yeah, I think it's, I think with your new year, and I think Kelsey, like we have to, you know, I'm really trying to limit, you know, I'm really trying to limit pushing other people around me more, because I don't know. Like, I feel like it takes a lot of energy for me to push others. That being said, like, I think I'd love to sit down with you and look, and look at everything, take a 100-foot view of this, you know, what are the goals and what are the decisions? I think there's a couple of definitely like more, a lot more changes on the horizon for you, but yeah, I think coming out of this trip. So I think that's some of the revelations.
Some of
any
the
other revelations. Any other revelations?
The only other one I think that just goes back to, honestly, it more goes back to my Union Station visit was, and Maria talks about this a lot, you know, when Lisa and Costa both first got sick, it was like those who come to you in the time of need, right? And it's like, it's the people you don't always expect. Like, Kev, you'll love this. The other person I texted who I knew would come get me if they were home was Michael Klaus. I was like, he would have come to get me in 2 seconds. He literally even texted me back, was like, I'm so sorry that I wasn't there.
I mean, I get the chills when I think of that. And I remember, so it's interesting, it's about Michael. You know, he and Roxy, politically opposed, like 180 degrees on each side. Okay. And very extreme in their beliefs. Yet each time the chips were down for Roxy, whether it came to being like dumped out of nowhere and having like days to find an apartment, the person who moved her, set her furniture up, and not only once, but over and over again, was Michael. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying, like, you see, Rox, there used to be a time where people who had different political views in this country differed with their views, but had mutual respect and even admiration, and they coexisted until we got to this like place of like, no, you must die for believing something differently than me, because I'm right and you're wrong, and that's it. And I think it had a profound effect on Roxy, where I'm like, you see, guys can have different beliefs, but at the end of the day, you're human beings that can help one another and coexist. And for the, maybe some of the people who are completely in line with your views, maybe not the quality human beings you thought they were.
Truly.
And that can be obviously said, you know, for Michael, I would always say the same to him too, to say, you know, you see, these people are different than, let's say, the people who are in line with your beliefs, but yet when you need something or someone to cry to, they're the ones that are there for you. Roxy's there for you and these other people. So yeah. And so again, like with a guy like a Michael Klaus, like, you know, so you kind of say, so that's why, do we really want to be throwing away everybody for having different political views? Like, nice, no, we have to coexist and not judge, because yeah, you're surprised at who's there and who isn't. And listen, and I've grown to the point that I have empathy for those who aren't there, because some of them don't have the means. And then some of them really just haven't developed the empathy, and it's not their fault. They're just in that space. Now, that doesn't mean you have to exert all of your energy into helping them and changing their lives. No, it just means that you don't have to, you don't have to hate on them for being like that either. They just can't help it. Like, they don't
be resentful.
Even the people at dinner, they didn't know any, they don't know any better.
They don't. Yeah.
They don't know any better. And it's like and the people that didn't show up for you, like, they don't know any better. And, you know, and I have to think, like, honestly, like, I don't know, it's kind of not a cool way to be. And I think it's not going to really work out for them. And maybe if it does great. But I think it's just the message for you. Like, okay, where's my energy going?
Yep.
in the new year? What people am I going to invest in?
Mm-hmm. And you know what I would recommend? It kind of, it goes back to Kev's lists. I actually wrote a list of people down that I was like, are allowed to hang out with these people and reach out to these people. And let's schedule monthly walks with, you know, Priscilla, and like actually put stuff on the calendar. And here are the list of people that are like, you're borderline, you got to protect your energy, but if you really want, but
PYE.
Exactly. But they're second tier. And when you're around them, you PYE.
You, when you're around them, you know what you're getting.
Exactly.
I still would limit being around them, but maybe there is that night. I'm like, okay, I kind of want to just go out and be, I want to go to the zoo.
Exactly. But
then we know what we're getting.
Exactly.
We know what we're getting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there are those people that like, listen, that goes for FIPO.
FIPO.
For entertainment
purposes only.
Yeah. Okay. So that person, no. Of course, they're going to say something ignorant. Of course, they're going to be insulting. Of course, they're like going to be completely inconsiderate. They're only here for what reason? For FIPO. They're here for entertainment purposes only. So I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not confusing them. Yeah. One thing I said to Alyssa, Maria's best friend, when they were like 19, I go, hey, because there was a bunch of the popular kids from like their high school that were hating on Maria. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's got a big head and she thinks she's going to go be this big star. All this like stupid stuff. And I'll forget. Again, me who vibrates low, me who has always failed colossally. And when we talk about that, Kevin, oh boy, he was lower than low. However, I had my bright moments and I'll never forget going to Alyssa. Hey, listen to me. You can have your, in life, you've got your real friends and your rock star friends. Okay. Rockstar friends, fun to go out with, fun to party with, all are great. Real friends are like, hey, your aunt's sick, your mother's sick, and there's your real friend. Okay. Maria is your real friend. Those are your rockstar friends. I, and no one else, is telling you to get rid of one over the other. All I'm saying is know the fucking difference.
Yep.
Just know the difference. Yep. Those people are FIPO for entertainment purposes only. These are your real friends that you invest your quality time into. And 20 years later, Alyssa's always like, I wish I listened even more to you over the years. Because everything you said, I'm like, listen. But so you got your rock star friends, and then you're going to have your real friends. And as you get older, you spend more time, you got to invest more in your real friends. And the rock star friends, it's just for when we go out on tour. But as you fans get older, we tour a lot less, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Max is going to tour a lot less as she gets older. You'll see.
Kev, what about someone, though, who's like on the border? Like I do. I have one friend who.
A real rock star friend?
A real rock star friend has been my friend for so long. But recently, I'm like, I want to pull my hair out. And I'm like, good. But because they have so much potential.
No. Because here's what I think.
Why?
I think either being revealed to be a rock star.
Oof.
Or turning into a rock star can be one or the other. I think being revealed because you're getting more real too, Kelsey. Like there was a time when I first met you, you were more aloof. You were never fully aloof, but you were more aloof. Now you're much more focused on you, but you're also more focused on others. And you know what I mean? Like, and you know, they're just not keeping up.
Mm.
And like, I always say like, listen, the shuttle's going. Shuttle's taking off. We're going to the moon. Seats open if you want to be on it. But if you don't want to be on it, shuttle's taken off. Bye, B.
Bye, B.
And it doesn't mean you can be on the shuttle and you know, piss on the seats. Do you know what I mean? Like, no. Like, so I think with you, it's, and me, I've always said, like, I want you on the journey with me, but if you're going to behave in a way that proves you don't want to be on the journey, then you can't be. And so, no, that friend is revealing themselves to be more of a rock star than you thought, just not full level rock star. So I would say more like, I would say not quite a bar band, but also not a, you know, not a full on rock star. I think could probably play a venue of like maybe 1500 people, 2000.
Okay. That's pretty big.
It's that kind of star, which that's, again, that's who that is for entertainment purposes only. And I will tell you, with all your FIPOs, whether it's the FIPOs or the real ones, because there's so much like less time, find ways to aggregate them all together on one night only events.
Yep.
So like with your, like, yes, certain people you can hike with weekly, which I love, but then maybe there's, we can do a group hike, or maybe like once a month, this group can get together of like high volume people. Guys, let's just do a Sunday dinner, old school Italian Sunday dinner. Let's just do it. Everyone brings a dish. It'll be on the calendar rolling and all good people get together. And then if we have to see the rock stars, maybe they're like once a year. Like I have a couple of once a year events that I do. Usually I bring Joe with me. It's funny. Now, you know, you guys, if you can bring, you guys, listen, here's, I wish thug friends on all of you, but you bring like one badass with you guys and in male and female form, and you get to see how civilians behave beautifully, beautifully, because they're all cowards. And when they get someone who can vibrate lower than them, oh,
amazing.
Oh, everyone is so nice. Oh, everybody just seems to behave, you know, when you've got the right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They just go, oh, I'll just be nice now. Yeah, thought so.
Thought so.
But if you don't have that around you, then just, yeah, don't show up, or you just go for your 2-drink minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go in knowing what you're going to get.
Right.
And you go in knowing that. I know better than this, that I, this is on me. This is not their fault. It's my fault.
Mm.
You know,
I would just like to thank you for my weekly therapy session, free therapy session.
I think it's for all of us, honey. It ain't just for you. I think it's for everyone listening and for myself too, as a reminder. But yeah. And I think that Kelsey, we've got, you know, someone, my friend Randall, who I've mentioned before on the show, such a character, but Randall would always say, we're always hoeing our garden, Kevin.
What does that mean?
Always hoeing the garden.
Oh, always cleaning out
the soil, turning the soil over.
God, love him.
You know, and but it's funny because I had a guy come into my life and just kind of take at the time all my contacts away, my connections, everything, my friends, and he was like, you know, it's funny. He came into your garden to steal all your flowers, but he left with all the weeds. But
amazing,
you got to turn the garden over.
Yeah,
the soil has to get turned over. So guess what? It's like a lot of weeds got to get removed. People, a lot of old plants that are no longer productive got to get taken out so we can plant the new ones. So we're always, but you're constantly hoeing your garden. Mm. And what's wonderful though is when you can have the 35-year-old oak tree there. When you've got, Maria's got Alyssa and I have Joe and you have lifelong friends, it's beautiful.
Mm.
But please, as much as I say, you know, like keep hoeing the garden, and, you know, a lot of people from your past need to stay where they are in your past. I will say it's also beautiful when you have family. I know so many brothers and sisters who are fantastic. I know parents who are just awesome, rock, awesome parents. I didn't want to say rock stars. You are awesome. And I love that. I think it's phenomenal, but we don't always get that. And especially if you're the giraffe in the zoo, if you're the one who's different and seeing things differently, then it's always going to be very hard. And unless you have the family members who go, I get it. You're a giraffe. And I'm, you know, and I'm, we're monkeys, but you're a giraffe. And it's beautiful that you're a giraffe.
See you. Yeah.
We see how tall you are and all these great spots. And so, you know, how do we support the fact that you're a giraffe? But that's really hard for most civilians and most families. Mm. You know, the giraffes go like, hey, what is this weirdo? This is wacko, you know? So it's very rare. And then, by the way, guys, some of us are monkeys. This time's often. And I'm a monkey. I'd like to think I'm more of an ape, but I think I would be somewhere. I'm somewhere between monkey and ape. Like I'm not as big and strong and bad as an ape, but I'm also not as little and wiry as a monkey. I'm somewhere in between.
I would say you skew more ape.
I think I'm an orangutan.
Okay.
I think I'm more of the orangutan, but I'm saying as an orangutan, I honor the giraffes.
Right. You do.
You know what I'm saying? I know Maria is a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, no, no, honey. It's got to be, get, sit down, relax.
Yeah.
You're a giraffe. And I honor you being a giraffe.
Yeah.
And I honor, you know, so I think it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the giraffe, you want people around you who will appreciate the fact you're a giraffe. But by the way, you may not be a giraffe and may not always be a giraffe. Sometimes you're the monkey. You're one of the, you know, or pigeons, whatever. But you honor the giraffes. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean the giraffe gets to crap on your face either. That's not what I'm saying. No. You're due your respect as well. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, that's a lot
so
of this
good.
On this last Regular Guy Friday. The last Regular Guy Friday of 21 that I thought we had nothing to talk about. And here we had a few things.
We have everything.
But yeah, I think Kelsey, we really have to look at your garden.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be more hoeing and tilling of the land. And then what new things are we going to plant? And I'm really excited for you, but I think we definitely need that 100-foot view.
Yeah.
And I think it starts with your kind of highlight video.
Mm-hmm.
Going out to that 1% and being That's mindful right. of that 1%.
That's right. Hey, bees.
So,
should we give shout outs?
Please shout outs.
So you guys, like Kevin said before, I'm sorry if I miss you. I'm just going through comments and these are some of our just OG RGF stans. And we love you all so much. I'm just going to do a quick first name. Sarah, Carolyn, Sally, Elisa, Anne, Helen, Julie, Aspen, Anna, Angie, Jamie, Lori, Tara, Heather, Hillary, Mary, Leah, Valentine. You guys are amazing.
You guys, and I'm sure there's so many we missed.
So many more.
And honestly, if I wanted to kill more time, I would go back to Romper Room. That was the childhood show of the day back in the 40s where I grew up, when I grew up. And I believe it was Miss Jean, who was my Romper Room host, and she had her magic mirror and she would pull up that magic mirror and she'd say, and I just want you to know, she would end the show. I see Julie. I see Alyssa.
Wow.
I see, yeah. And she would look through and you would go and you'd be like, say Kevin, say Kevin.
Say Kevin.
She never said Kevin.
Oh, Kev. Kevin, I see.
I need to Google Miss Jean to see if she's still alive. By the way, like there's got to be someone out there who remembers Romper Room, Romper Stomper, Bomper Boo, who remembers where, yes, the host or Miss Jean would put up that magic mirror. I think we need to create a Regular Guy Friday magic mirror.
I love that.
No, we're not on video yet, and we probably never will be.
Well, so you never know.
I know. I just feel like it's just.
I love us in audio. We're fun.
I just think you just get strung up in video.
I agree.
You know, I agree. I just think there's just too many people out there that just want to hurt people. And I'm sure there's things I say that are well intended, but will be taken out of context. So no, I think it's funny. Like I've exerted a lot of adrenaline on this show because now Captain COVID is unfortunately hitting
taking over
Captain Kev.
Captain Kev. Before we wrap, can I give one regular girl tip for the new year?
Oh yeah. Oh, I have a regular guy one as well.
Oh, amazing.
You're gonna love mine.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope you love mine.
Go, something girl.
I've been doing, you guys. I'm all about vision boards. I'm all about manifesting. I'm all about that. But it's really hard, especially if you work like we do. I don't have time to go to Michael's and get all the crafts and sit there for a couple hours and do it. So what I've been doing is I made a photo album in my phone that says Kels Vision Board 2022. Hmm. And anytime I see a picture or something, I screenshot it and I add it to the vision board. So whether it's I have a picture of a little studio above the water. I'm obsessed. Like I screenshot it, a car, whatever it is. And then I put it in that.
All that's coming. It's so funny you said that because this year, Maria, now I'm showing Maria, getting her to have less anxiety, seeing how the show can flow. She's like, you're right. Why can't we all go to Europe and do the show somewhere? I'm like, we can.
We can
figure it. We'll figure it out. Like, yeah.
I feel that too.
You know, like we could all just go somewhere else to do the show. Like, what? So that's interesting. You're putting that. But I love that tip. That's so good. And may I double down on your tip?
Yes.
I think when we go back to like 1% friendship gatherings, why aren't we? Don't we have a vision board party with our queens? So Lauren Lagrasso, who used to produce Conversations with Maria, she had a party like that. And I thought it was so great. She invited everyone over and everyone had their boards and went to work and was like, this is what we're doing for the new year. And I don't know, kind of good way to get together.
I love that.
You know? I think, by the way, we've talked about the new year plans, the end of year meetings that you can do with your loved ones, like do it with a group of people. Now you get everyone weighing in.
Oh yeah.
And with those really that with those people that vibrate the same way you do. Okay. My regular guy tip. I'm glad you mentioned this.
Can't wait.
I'll tell you, there's no reason anyone should have yellow teeth today. Okay. True. No, listen, guys, smile goes so far. And unfortunately, what we can control, we must. So like appearance and presentation, whether it's in your business, whether it's, in your restaurant, anything, you just can't divorce from it. And your own presentation means something too. You know, it doesn't mean you become obsessed with it, do it to an unhealthy level or anything like that. But I'm always trying to find the regular guy hacks where you can, look or be your best. So anyway, like I haven't done the white strips in years. But back in the day, we were joking, Marie and I, when we were living in a studio apartment, had nothing. I couldn't even afford to go to the dentist. So I would do the white strips back then. And I would actually cut them up in half and in small pieces so I could double up. Because it was like $30. Very expensive. But you know what? Like I would cut them in half so I would be able to double. Because you only need to cover the front of your teeth. Mm-hmm. They're big enough where they cover the front and the back. But the problem with the back is A, no one sees it. But B, you don't have a lot of enamel on the back of your teeth. So then it really becomes painful. Yes. After three or four or five sessions. So cut it in half, just do the front. And now it's so nice because I've done this in like a decade. I noticed that they have sensitive strips. So I want to say here's my teeth now, Kelsey. I'm about
beautiful.
And I'm about, I don't know, maybe five of the 14 strips in, but you put it in about just for a half hour. And we all have a half hour to give. But like I said, I cut them in half. Because you don't need to do the back of your teeth, but you can even get longer.
Love that
use out of it. But anyway, so
strips, Kev. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you have Bondo on your teeth, like if you have broken teeth, unfortunately, the results are mixed. Where they won't, if they're discolored, it may not affect those. But I would just say it's a really cost-effective way. You know, I think everyone can afford the $30 to do it, and now that I did it. In the way I did, you could get two treatments, which means more like a $15 for treatment each. And I feel like, it's really just an affordable way to, kind of have a nice smile.
I love that. And especially let me even extend your, I can extend your strips even longer. In between your sensitive strips, what I do is I buy an extra spare toothbrush from the drugstore, some turmeric powder and some coconut oil. And I make a little paste.
Yes.
And right. I'm telling you guys, it's a natural teeth whitening.
Oh, I like that.
Little solution. So you want to get the extra toothbrush because it does stain, but it makes your teeth, I swear to you, that's all I use on my teeth. Makes it so white. So use a little white strip, a little turmeric.
Okay, so let me say this because I'm always into the hack. Because you, Maria, your stuff takes a longer and more time to get there, which I appreciate. I think that this is good for if you've done all the damage. Like, let's say they're really yellow. This is extreme. Do the strips, but then the maintenance, right? You probably will never have to do the strips again, or you'll have to do them like just so far less frequently if you do the turmeric and the Kelsey thing. So, okay, look at Kelsey. What a rich regular guy Friday, at least by our perception. Now,
I loved it.
Here in the Patreon comments that we bored everyone, that we went too long.
And that you guys hate that we say, what?
Yeah, well, we didn't the show till now.
Till now, sorry, everyone.
Yeah, someone hated that. So, sorry, we just want to be queens. Well, Kelsey, I'm going to take us out on the acoustic version of King and Queens. How about that?
Wow, how about that, Dr. Phil?
So, Kelsey, we're going to... Yep. Fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own. I think, Kelsey, we probably should have our regular guy Friday goals for 22. Right? You said you want to do a live show. You want to have the forgiveness.
Oh, we are going on tour. We are having a forgiveness tour.
So all of our like ideas, we're going to have merch.
Yep.
We got to publish our book on how to build your throne in a land of queens.
We have to. But the forgiveness tour, number one, and merch. And then, well, the book, we can sell the book on our
tour. On the tour.
Wow. I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, right. This is very important. everyone have a great new year. And listen, no matter how bad it was, just remember, if it was bad for you, and I know it was for most of us, just know you're still standing. You know, you're still standing. And focus on what you can control. And I guess what I left out, and I was going to say, is it's really goofy out there. It's really goofy, Kelsey, right?
It's pretty goofy.
Pretty goofy, right?
Pretty goofy.
We like to say there's a lot of illness out there. Would we say that maybe in the brain?
Yeah.
What a lot of toxicity, a lot of stuff we see. Bad news is I don't really see that getting any better ever in our lifetimes. And chances are decent, may get a little worse. But if you can focus on what you can control in your own worlds, okay, I think you always find a way, you know? So that's why you got to play smart right now. We got to play smart, all of us. So anyway, 22 is coming, Kelsey.
Wow.
And we will still be queens.
We'll
be popping bottles.
Hell, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
And hopefully we'll get to meet all you guys in 22. That would be nice.
That'd be so cool.
Right? All right. Anyway, God bless everybody. And if you need us, we're always here. And we'll see you in 22, Kelsey.
Woo! Bye, bees. Bye, betches.
Oh, I forgot to remind everyone why we're here. Why are we here, Kelsey? You say it. I'm always the one saying it.
Well, because I always forget. We're here to have some laughs. We're here to, what's the other line?
I love it. You're like, Maria, no one listens to me. That's so funny.
I listen to you.
Listens to me.
We're here to have some laughs. We're here to
laughs.
Fool That's people all. And what's have that? Laughs and learn some lessons along the way.
We're here to learn from our mistakes.
Damn it.
Help one another.
Dang it.
Did you know what? I wouldn't want to end the show any other way. Because guys, clearly, this is why I must have to keep doing this. Right? This is why I have to keep doing this.
Well, I take all your other notes down. Look at my whole sheet.
I love it. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Okay, guys. Kelsey, now say it.
Oh, my gosh. No.
No. Take us out with our signature clothes.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Ready? I did my part. Now you do yours.
Okay. Ready. Bye, betches.
Bye, 21.
Bye, 21. See you later. See you never.